Hello, for those of you who normally listen to No Room for Phonies on Spotify or another podcast player, audio only, this podcast is all about the pictures from our trip to Victoria, so you'll want to go over to the YouTube channel No Room for Phonies and watch and listen there. Thank you very much.
Welcome to No Room for Phonies, episode 110.
Our travel blog from Victoria, British Columbia. Although we're back home in Ontario now.
Although it should have probably said Vancouver Island, because we didn't just stay in Victoria.
Right.
We were a couple other places. So, but anyway, we went to the island. And yeah, you won't see our faces today, but you're going to see our faces in some pictures as we, you know, kind of talk about our trip to British Columbia. We were there a week. We arrived day one in
April the 5th.
Yeah, in the airport is out near Sydney. And so then we took an Uber back into Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And
the first thing we went to was a gluten-free bakery.
Yeah, called Origins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And across from the bakery was this park, and we were not shocked, but spring has definitely come to the island, because for us coming from actually snow that morning,
right,
to these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful flowers in this park in Victoria was, you know, just surprising. It was the same way we felt when we landed in Portugal and we could see palm trees,
right,
which I don't know why we weren't expecting that. But anyway, this is just the beautiful spring day in Victoria at this little park. You can just see rhododendrons.
There were so many different shades
and
colors of rhododendrons. I didn't know that many existed.
White, dark, dark red. This is kind of a pink colored, and The flowers on the left are yellow, but they're not rhododendrons.
No.
They're just whatever.
But the rhododendrons were like trees.
Yeah, they were huge, and bushes and hedges.
And just the temperate climate of the West Coast, I think, just allows for spring to come earlier and for bushes and flowers to thrive.
Well, they don't go under this load of snow where they have to build themselves back up again. Yeah. This was the view out of the window of our hotel room. We had what they called a city view. And so you could see across. It was a pretty, we were very lucky while we were there because we didn't have a lot of rain.
No.
It was pretty clear most of the time that we were there.
There was rain forecast every day, but it was just drizzle, if anything. And then it wouldn't.
And then to the right is, there was a pub called Bartholomew's right across from the hotel. And it actually had gluten-free pub food. And so we did,
which is a first in my whole life experience.
Yeah, like chicken wings and all kinds of things. Anyway, we ate there a couple of times. And then we walked up to Beacon Hill Park. And as you can see, spring there too, hyacinths and really green grass. And it was cool, but it was beautiful. And then Charles is standing on the beacon, the hill of the beacon. It looks very formidable, but it really wasn't that super high.
And Beacon Hill Park, it's kind of at the tip of one of the peninsulas of Victoria into the harbor, the Pacific.
Yes. Wow. So you'll see as we go, there's pictures of the harbor and that. So this was just in Beacon Hill Park. This was just the
grape hyacinth. They're just wild.
Just wildflowers in these fields.
It was ground cover.
Very, very beautiful. Their parks are exceptional, probably because they don't get the winters. And so they just have, and
I think they also have a horticultural society that really looks after.
Yes, and they're all free. Like, you never have to pay to park or go or anything. Everything's just free.
And I don't know if you can see it on the one branch here that's on the one tree. There's a lot of different lichen and mosses. It was very exciting to see.
If you can see the big peacock in the tree and the little duck walking around. So that was part of that park. And there's a lot of ferns. And obviously that tree is a very old tree, and there were a lot of peacocks around that tree and ducks and things. And then we walked, this was through Beacon Park, Beacon Hill Park, and then this was out to the ocean. And so again,
you could just see the snow-capped mountains. That's across the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and that's the U.S.
Yeah, so when we landed, of course, you could see mountains and everything, but this was kind of like we were in the city, and then we took this long walk, and there we were on the ocean and seeing the mountains, and it really felt like we were on Vancouver Island. So there's just another glimpse across the park and out onto the ocean.
And there's so many different kinds of evergreen trees, firs, pines, spruces, cedars, and so many different kinds. Like, I mean, I didn't know.
Because of the climate, right? It can. And then the next morning we walked
across the downtown, pretty much.
Across the downtown, yeah. Charles was at a conference from like Sunday night till Tuesday night, but this was Saturday. And so we walked, and this Art of Slow Food was a gluten-free
bakery restaurant.
They had pizza shells, and this was a breakfast sandwich that I had there. And it was, their bread was made out of
psyllium husk and flaxseed, and it's a sourdough starter.
Yeah, which we actually purchased and brought home, so we're seeing how that goes.
And as we're recording this, there is a batch of sourdough bread rising in the oven.
Yeah, so it was very, very good. And we had a long chat with the person that owned it. And anyway, our eating experiences on the island were very, very, very good. And then this is the hotel, the Empress, where we stayed for a few nights, when I was at work,
basically.
Yeah, and you can see the tulips were just stunning, and it was a stunning hotel. There's a few pictures of it, the whole thing, but it was a very beautiful hotel.
Again, they managed their gardens amazingly.
Just beautiful. And this is just downtown Victoria. This was kind of right outside the hotel, because from our hotel you could actually see the Parliament, the legislature, and that's what's pictured in the background. And then this was just walking along in through the city from where we were staying.
Yeah. And I had your Stanley water.
Oh, yeah. You were holding my Stanley water bottle, which I almost lost. I left it at a grocery store. I put it on the floor because I was doing self-checkout, and then I walked away. But I went back, and it was there. So I was really happy about that.
And then the boardwalk. Well, there's tons of boardwalk at different places in the city.
So that was one that we did out into the ocean.
And then Sunday morning we walked out
to
the lighthouse, basically.
Yes. Because on Saturday night, I'm sorry we didn't get a picture, but we actually had a really lovely dinner and visit with Charles's cousin, who is Joe Weeb, who is kind of the beer guy of British Columbia. He has a craft beer blog, and he's actually quite famous in his circles.
Yeah, we'll put a link to
his blog. We met his wife Allison and their son Jacob, and we had a really, really nice evening together. So we were having so much fun, we didn't even take a picture. So there you go. And then I was on my own for a couple of days, so I went to the Royal British Columbia Museum. I didn't go to the IMAX, but I went to the museum, and there was a nature photography display, and then an Indigenous display. It was quite nice. And then I spent a lot of time in coffee shops, and I did indulge in a non-gluten-free cinnamon bun, as you can see from the picture. So, and a lot of great coffee, and lots and lots and lots of nice little coffee shops. Not quite the same as Portugal. I mean, they were more expensive. That's the one thing that was quite different. I mean, we spent quite a lot of money on food. So if you are planning a trip there, make sure your budget is...
And we were in Airbnbs and could have cooked.
Yes, but we chose not to.
Chose not to.
But I mean, it was a little bit more expensive to eat out than it is in Ontario where we are. Like, We went to a fairly nice restaurant for pizza. We had two pizzas that were fairly good size, mm-hmm. more individual.
And they do have their own agriculture on the island, but it's very much protected. It's organic.
Yeah.
The food to farm, the farm to food, farm to restaurant movement is huge. But
you pay more.
You pay more because obviously nothing's done in bulk.
Most of our meals for the
that's why it was so healthy and why I didn't have a single reaction to anything.
No, it's true. And most of our meals together, our dinner, evening meals were $100.
Yeah, for two
and,
of us.
And we weren't eating fancy.
No, like, and that was with one glass of wine.
Yeah, but. So it's quite, it's more expensive.
Yeah.
For sure. But you're right. Really good quality food. And so this is just very, very close to the hotel. I think that might be the hotel in the... No.
Yeah, that's the roof of... Oh, no, that's a different
hotel. No, it's different. Anyway, that just shows the ferry. You can see the cars coming out of the ferry and the cars waiting to go into the ferry to go across to the mainland. And then there were all kinds of float planes taking people back and forth like all the time.
Yeah, like... Every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
There was one landing.
Yeah,
one
for sure. Off, pretty much. So I just wanted to show that because that was a big part of what the island was like, for sure.
I don't know the price of them, but sometime I'd like to try that.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, I don't think I would, but you can go and meet me, come back. But anyway, it was beautiful. And then this was just, one of the days that I was kind of on my own, I just visited the British Columbia legislature. And it's actually the Victoria. It was the provincial legislature, yeah, obviously.
The capital.
And
Victoria, capital.
Anyway, and this
there
was
were
just the street.
Everywhere too.
Yeah, this was just the street leading up to the legislature, and it was just full. And this street always makes me laugh because I walked past the street, and almost when I realized that 20 minutes ago I had left my water bottle at the grocery store, so I walked all the way back. So it was like, it was just funny. When I see
characters.
This picture, I just think of how many times I walked back and forth there that day. But that's the legislature. And so I actually went inside and went on a public tour, which very much like, that's just the main rotunda of the legislature. And you can see up into the, it was beautiful. And that was upstairs. One was the lower, because you can see the canoe there that was donated. And then this was, I was in the upper rotunda. And then you could see the pictures representing the economy of British Columbia. Like there's fishing and wow. Like they did murals of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't get very good pictures, but...
It's still beautiful.
It was just beautiful. And all this gold, like somebody said, oh, is that real gold? And it is real gold, but they ran out of money. So it's like gold flecks. It's not like, so if you went over, like they said, if you peeled it off, you'd have like this tiny little bit of real gold because they really ran out of money. So it's not like, it is gold, but it's like,
reduced.
It's like the gold that you put on,
Cooking
like that, basically painted on. Yeah. So anyway, it was just funny to hear that. Anyway, that was just one of the doors. I thought that that was the door right into the house. And so the house was in session when I was there. And so obviously I could have gone out and sat in the galley and watched, but the timing just wasn't right. We were heading out for dinner and I didn't want to risk. And I didn't want to just walk in there, sit down and then get up and leave. Like if I was going to sit there, I was going to sit there for a bit. So anyway, beautiful doors.
I guess we could have learned about BC politics. But
yeah, it's
it was
okay.
A quick visit.
So. And then every night they lit up with LED lights because the guy said that the amount of electricity that it takes is like, two hair dryers, like it's not
to light up that whole building.
To light up that whole building. Wow. So it's, you know, they obviously, but it was beautiful. We could see it out of our window, and that was kind of we were coming home from dinner or walking or something mm-hmm. the one night, and we just put our heads up, and there it was, all lit up, and it's very beautiful. But we were able to see that.
So they turn the lights
night.
Off at midnight, and then they turn it on again at 5 a.m. because I woke up.
Oh yeah.
At 5 and there was still and there was but I had also woken up at 3 and it was dark.
Yeah. So, but it was very beautiful and we could see it out of our window. And then we really lucked out with gluten-free. It was, if you have any kind of food allergy of any kind, Vancouver Island is really good. The dish on the left is a macaroni and cheese, but not your typical macaroni and cheese. It was at a restaurant called Be Love, which was actually Joe's wife, Allison, said we should really try it and make a reservation. And we did. And we had dinner that night with June, who was your coworker. And it was everything on the menu was gluten-free and healthy. And
so it's mac and cheese with pistachio-based cheese and sprinkled with walnuts. And it was a broccoli.
There was mushrooms in it and broccoli and kale. And it was very, obviously very, very, very healthy. And then the next morning when we were leaving, just before we rented a car to go out to Sydney, we found this nature, what was it called?
I don't remember.
Natural something. Anyway, it had nature in it for sure. Anyway, these were gluten-free blueberry.
Oat pancakes
and
smoked bacon.
Yeah. And then in the middle there, you can see it was pickled, like
fermented
food, which we ate as so well.
And we have, before we left, we started a batch of sauerkraut. We haven't tasted it yet.
Yeah. So soon.
But I think we're going to be pursuing a lot of fermented foods just because, we'll talk about that another episode.
It's super good for you. And the coffee that I had was an honey oat latte. It was super, super yummy, but very, very, very lovely little restaurant. And you could see that we both were reading while we were eating, and it was a very relaxing time. We did lots of talking. And then on Joe and
Allison's recommendation,
we had a car now. So we just visited Chinatown. Of course, you can see all these tiny little alleys all lit up with beautiful Chinese lanterns and little shops.
And this is Canada's oldest Chinatown.
Yeah, it was really cool. I'm glad that they told us about it and encouraged us to go. It was very beautiful.
It was established in the 1800s during the gold rush.
But what we did notice was some of the alleyways, like inside those alleyways were like shops and housing. Which some of it was old and had stayed old, but some of it had been redone and was extremely well done. A lot of people were living in a tiny little alley, which I know to some degree, you think of green space and lawns and everything. But if you live on the island, there are so many places to go where there's green space that
living in a dense kind of housing situation is comfortable.
Yes, totally fine. It is. It was really cool.
Ontario needs to take a lesson.
Yeah, for sure.
Victoria.
And then from there, we actually, because we had the car, we drove to Mount Douglas, which is a provincial park, was it?
I think so.
Anyway, there was no charge to go there. And we drove up the mountain. There was a paved road up the mountain.
And then we hiked up the rest.
And then we hiked the summit. So there's Charles on the top of the summit. But of course, we actually lucked out that day. As you can see, it was bright, sunny, beautiful views. We just felt really blessed because if anybody knows the weather in BC, it's not always. It can be rainy and foggy and you can't see really anything.
And then on the right-hand side, you can see two islands that kind of have what look like the cliffs of Dover. They're actually sand cliffs.
Yeah.
And our second Airbnb was very close to the one on the left, leftmost. That's actually a jutting out. Oh, no, that's an island as well. But we were on the mainland, or on the on the bigger Vancouver Island.
Yeah, not the mainland. Yeah. So, but we were very pleased that we went out to Douglas. Whoops. There's just a couple more pictures of us up on the mountain. That was a very cool experience to do that because obviously when you go to Vancouver Island, you want to get up on a mountain, British Columbia period, you want to get up on a mountain. So that was nice. And then we landed in Sydney Harbour, not landed, but drove to, and had a very lovely Airbnb there. And this was just the view. There was you can see the little my little friends sitting
on the boardwalk.
It was a boardwalk out in, and that was just a picture from the boardwalk. Actually,
people were
And way in the back, the snow-capped mountain is Mount Baker. So, and that's in the States, right?
It's in the States, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was so clear we could see that. So Sydney Harbor. Sydney was called Sydney by the Sea, which is kind of reminds me of Murder, She Wrote. Like, that's how I felt about it.
It could have been a town with a lot of murders.
Yeah, just funny. It was just that kind of place. And then there you can see the boardwalk. And there was a, on the right, you can see it was a fishing, like a fish processing little plant or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and then
when we were on the boardwalk, there were people putting like chunks of chicken into these cages and they were catching crabs.
Soft shell crabs, yeah. It was beautiful. You can see the mountains in the background. It was a really lovely day and a perfect kind of a walk. The boardwalk went all the way sort of around and it was really lovely. So that was our kind of introduction to Sydney. And there's Mount Baker. That's just a view of Mount Baker, which is beautiful. And then our last day, we went to this Island View Beach Regional Park, and you can read about, you know, it was actually a bird sanctuary of types.
Yeah, it was a bird sanctuary.
Yeah, and they wanted pets on leashes to protect so they're not chasing the birds all the time. And it really had the traditional driftwood that you normally see on beaches in Vancouver and on Vancouver Island. So, yep.
And we saw the great blue heron. We saw a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And we also saw the bufflehead ducks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we didn't see any orcas or anything like that, but we did see a lot of beautiful birds.
I saw a ripple in the water, which could have been a sea otter.
Sea otter or a seal. And there's the heron.
Right.
I took quite a few pictures of them. They were quite beautiful.
And the beaches are just totally scattered, littered with
driftwood.
And I'm sure some from the logging industry and some just from naturally trees falling into the water at some point. And then,
so we walked actually all the way down that beach right to the tip of that far island that you can see, like the left-hand most tip. It was, what did we say, 10,000 steps?
10,000 steps.
By the time we went there and back, it was beautiful, though. And it was not, as you can see, it was not sunny that day, but it also wasn't foggy.
No, and it wasn't that cold.
And it wasn't very cold.
There wasn't a high wind. Ooh. And then the sand there is, because the rocks are a darker black gray, the sand is not a light colored sand.
No, like it looks,
And that's not pollution, that's just the color of the dirt.
Yeah, rocks. It was not polluted at all, and no garbage.
No.
It was very beautiful. This was just showing the rocks, and I picked up those three rocks. I always like a little bit of a rocks and shells to bring back from any kind of ocean or beach that I end up at, and that was just the picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Elk Beaver Lake Regional Park, and that was forest, so we kind of... in between there, we actually found a little yarn fabric store. So that was kind of fun in Saanich, right? And then as we were coming back to the Airbnb, we stopped at this regional park. And again, no charge, but it was forest. And
It wasn't old wood forest, but there were some trees that would have been at least 300 years old.
Yeah, and very tall comparatively to what we see around here.
Yeah.
It was very, the
even
trees
the maples were tall.
Yeah, super tall. And that's just the forest.
More pictures.
And then lots of the spring.
Yeah, then the trees in bloom as well.
So, which sometimes we don't see in our forests. Like I was surprised to see those kinds of trees in right in the forest.
Right in the forest. And wild.
Yeah, they were wild.
So I think this is the last picture.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hit the button.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then we flew back to Canada.
We were in Canada.
I mean, to Canada. Sorry, to Ontario. And it was like you get on a plane at 11:45 a.m. British Columbia time and you land at 7:30 p.m.
Ontario time.
Ontario time, and your body goes, what? So it has been a little bit of a what for a couple of days, but I think now we're catching up. But highly recommend exploring Canada from coast to coast. When I was in British Columbia, I was thinking, man, we should go back out east.
Yep.
Again, because we haven't been there for a very long time.
We haven't been to Yukon or Iqaluit.
Yeah. I mean, we also have
the Middle Territory.
You're asking me to think now. But the other thing is, like, you've been to Calgary, to Banff. I have not been.
You've been to Manitoba.
Manitoba.
You've been to Saskatchewan. But not Alberta.
Not Alberta. So it would be nice to think.
I've done Alberta, but we have Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, yes. So we haven't done Newfoundland yet.
Yeah. So anyway, I think, you know, this was a reminder of how beautiful our own country is and how important it is to explore your own country. And we really enjoyed Victoria. We're not super, super, super big city people. So I actually would say that I enjoyed Vancouver Island more than I enjoyed the mainland and Vancouver and
the lower mainland.
The lower Fraser mainland.
Valley, where it's all city.
Yeah. But obviously there's beautiful inland places as well. So yeah, but I'm an ocean person, so I really like being near the ocean. So
yeah,
so when I travel.
All in all, it was a good
It was a good little break. 7 days.
For you, and I had a little work in there, but it was still a got a break.
Yeah, it was great. So there it is, our little travel blog to Vancouver Island. And next, at the end of the month, we're going to explore another book called a book worth reading called Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. Anyway, I can't remember the author at the moment, but it's a little book of tips, and it's a fun read. So we're just going to explore that at the end of the month. So,
well, thank you for joining us on No Room for Phonies, episode 110,
the Vancouver Island Travel Blog.